Ever wondered how to fast-track your promotion and climb that career ladder quicker? Tune in as we reveal the insider secrets to boosting your visibility and accelerating your journey towards that coveted promotion. In this quick episode, I'll fill you in on how increased visibility can lead to greater recognition of your skills, contributions, and potential within the organization that will make you far more likely to be considered for promotions, raises, and other career advancement opportunities. Number two, being visible at work expands your professional network, both inside and outside the organization. By building strong relationships with colleagues, senior leaders, and peers, you gain access to valuable resources that probably you don't even know they exist right now, because that's how it works. Number three, with greater visibility, you get more opportunity to influence decisions, initiatives, and outcomes. And when other people like your colleagues and senior leaders, the CEO, they have more interface with your expertise and value, then they're more likely to seek your input and listen to your ideas. Welcome to Speak Up, the podcast for high-performing introverts, including you social introverts, where we reveal charisma and communication secrets of the A-listers so that you get the recognition and the opportunities you have earned. I'm your host, Laura Camacho, your magical communication godmother, coach, and strategist. Take note that we now release episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So, are you the kind of person who prefers to be brilliant behind the scenes? My dad used to say that my family used to give a lot of big parties, and he always said that he preferred to be in the kitchen washing the dishes. And I get that. And let me tell you, that is not a formula for career success. Being the execution star, the queen of deliverables, the king of KPIs, that's all great, but it only takes you so far. I'm an introvert. I love being behind the scenes, but after having my business for 15 years and coaching smart corporate high performers like yourself, I know that to get the most bang out of your visibility efforts, that is what you need to get the next career move once you make it to the middle of the organization. And I'm going to share with you ways to leverage the activities that you're already doing, the meetings that you're already attending, so that you don't have to do more work. I know you're already working too hard. All right, so let's look at reality. Reality check number one. If people don't know about you, it's like you don't exist. Any company is perfectly delighted to have you as the workhorse that is over-delivering every single day. There's this default assumption that if you're not doing the things that get you visibility, then you're perfectly happy with where you are right now. Another reality is that your lack of visibility can even be used against you. It's so unfair, but that lack of visibility can be interpreted as apathy in the worst case and a lack of passion in the best case. This is the truth. Senior leaders normally want to promote people they perceive to be hungry for that next career move. They don't reward only the deliverables. That should get rewarded. I'm sure it is. But once you get to a certain level, it is not enough to take you to the next level. So here are three extremely high ROI ways to increase visibility starting right now with your next meeting. This is all about getting more bang from these meetings that you have to go to. So let's look at number one. Number one is speak up 10% more often in meetings. And I use 10% to say, you know, it's not that I don't want you to dominate the meetings. I don't want you to take them over. If you're not speaking up at all in certain meetings, then don't speak up 10% more, because 10% of zero is zero. Speak up, say something. And I'm going to give you two easy ways to speak up when you're, you know, your heart's pounding and you really are nervous. These are the two easy ways. Easy way number one, affirm and add. Just affirm what someone else said, but you add to it. You add something from your point of view that why it is good. Like if I could say, let's say we're in a meeting and we're talking about communication skills training. And I could say, hey, what Mary said about bringing Laura Camacho's Speak Up training is really good because I think our introverted leaders need some help in speaking up more effectively. You know, affirm and add. Another way, another easy way, number two, ask questions. Ask clarifying questions. Ask questions that relate to your domain of expertise. Ask questions. And don't apologize for asking the question. Now, two more advanced ways. So we'll say this is way number three to speak up in a meeting is to connect what is being discussed in this meeting with what was being discussed in a previous meeting. And of course, you're doing that in a way that makes sense, right? And it could be a previous meeting of the entire group, or it could be a meeting that maybe you were in and everybody else was not in it. And that's cross-pollinating the ideas. It's reminding people or letting them know how this topic was discussed in a different context. That is so much value. And then finally, number four, you know, suggesting a resource, an article, a book you read, a podcast episode like this one, or a person, you know, like a person in a different part of the company that could help out with the situation. So those are four ways to speak up more often in a meeting. And finally, a way number five is to thank people. Thank someone for what they did. It could be someone in the meeting. It needs to be relevant, of course. Or you can, you know, somehow find a way to express gratitude for what somebody else did. Because if you thank the efforts or the contribution of somebody who's not in the room, word will eventually get to them and that will create so much goodwill. So I'll review these five ways in just a minute. But speak up. The idea is speak up more often in those meetings that you're already attending, especially the ones where you don't feel comfortable. Tip number two is related to that. Speak up in the first 10 minutes. That's when it's easier. In fact, if you could be like the second or the third speaker, the sooner you speak up, the easier it is, because the more time passes, more people get the courage to speak up, and it just gets harder, especially with virtual meetings. It gets harder to get a word in. So keep an eye on the clock. Try to speak up in the first 5 to 10 minutes. And that is easier, by the way, if you have the agenda in advance. Tip number three, follow up. The fortune is in the follow up. And there's many ways to do it. And this is the part that is a little bit extra work, but it's not like crazy. So one thing you could do is a follow up email. And it could be to everyone. Like if you're sending a resource to everyone or answering a doubt that everyone had, or maybe it's something that you promised them. So you could follow up by sending them an email, or you could reach out to just one or two or, you know, a different individuals on an individual basis. Hey, I really liked what you said. And you could have a little conversation by email. You could set up a coffee chat. You could send that person a resource. Follow up outside of the meeting. Another form of follow-up is to send, and I know most of you are not going to want to do this, but the people who do it, it's very effective. You send out a monthly or quarterly little email to a group that says what your team is up to, what are your priorities, what you're proud of, just, you know, like three categories, maybe three bullet points per category. It's nice, especially if you make it friendly. I mean, people like, they prefer informal channels of communication, and sending your team update is an informal channel. And that's informal channels of communication. That's where things happen. Another way of doing follow-up, and this is very different, but sending cards, you know, a little thank you note card, or like a card for a holiday that you don't normally send a card, like a little, you could give out St. Patrick's Day cards or a birthday card or a National Ice Cream Day card, just sending little notes. People love it. I remember my last job in corporate, every once in a while, I would have a note on my desk, you know, a handwritten note. Well, that made my day every single time. So follow up. And as you do the follow up, especially in the coffee chats and the offline informal communications, you want to keep an eye out for projects that are high visibility. You want to find out what other people are doing and see how you can contribute to a high visibility project. All right. To recap this lesson on visibility, you know, like the easy way, the high ROI way, because there are other ways. This lesson is about speaking up more often in meetings. And remember, just to recap quickly, affirm an ad, ask a question, connect what is being said now with what was said in a previous conversation or meeting, share a resource, and number 5, express gratitude. Just speak up more often in meetings. Number 2, speak up early. It's easier if you speak up early. Everybody's fresher. So just think about what you're going to say if you can. If you can get a copy of the agenda, which usually it's possible, that will help you. And number 3, follow up. Whether it's in person, whether it's an email, whether it's a card, whether it's sending a meme, follow up with people. People like that. I promise you, it's going to get you the visibility, and it starts growing because it's like a multi-level marketing. Like the more people hear about you, then the more people hear about you, and then the more people hear about you, and that's how you build visibility. And it's a lot of fun, and it adds more meaning to your work. So, did you like this quick lesson on visibility? Other ways you can build visibility, you could, you know, do just random networking with different ESGs, giving extra presentations, giving better presentations, more engaging presentations. Those are also ways of building visibility. But what I just shared, these tips on the leveraging the meetings are low cost in terms of time and energy. Thank you so much for listening and for being here. If you're not getting our weekly communication dispatch, please, without delay, go to www.speakupwithlaura.com and get on our Speak Up A+ list. Have a great day. Get that visibility, and I'll catch you on the next episode.